here's a story from The World.
For pretty much all of us, the pandemic disrupted our working lives, sometimes severely. A lot depends, of course, on what your line of work is. But consider the experience of people who raise minks, the animals in the weasel family prized for their fur. Reporter Tom Carstensen has our next story from Denmark.
Mink farmer Knud West was born on this land 75 years ago, and he's run the farm for 50 years. Now he's a former mink farmer. That's because mink is an animal that can catch and transmit COVID-19. The fear in Denmark last year was that if COVID spread among the mink population, it could continue to mutate and spread to humans.
And just now we are standing here in the middle of the farm, which are totally empty. If we are lucky, we see a cat.
Where we are right now, I'm looking at a lot of long, very low stables kind of buildings.
Yes, there's about 43 of them. There's 4.2 kilometer of cages, which we could have about 27,000 mink in.
Vest had built up a very successful mink business. Until last year, Denmark was a worldwide leader in the industry in terms of the quality of the mink fur and production levels. But overnight, that was shut down by the Danish government.
Denmark has announced it will eliminate the country's entire population of farmed minks after mutated coronavirus strains were reported among the animals. More than 15 million will be culled.
Meanwhile, not far from Denmark, in Finland, the mink industry was not forced to cull all their livestock. Kenneth Ingman is chair of the Finnish Fur Breeders Association. He says there they tested and monitored the mink population, and now a new approach.
We have developed a vaccine also, which will be used later this year. So we had to vaccinate the mink in order to be sure that the mink farming is safe for the public and for the animals.
Ingram says it's not the human vaccine they're using.
Our vaccine is based on the newest RNA technology. It's a totally new vaccine.
He says the Finnish government is not footing the bill.
The farmers themselves are paying, and also the Farmers Association paying for the whole project.
So nothing from the government?
No, not a penny.
Ingram says these vaccines are not taking anything away from humans. This is also a way to protect the public. Meanwhile, in the US, states like Wisconsin and Oregon are also working on programs to vaccinate mink. According to the CDC, there is no evidence right now that the mink are playing a significant role in the spread of COVID-19 to people. In Denmark, an inquiry commission is digging into the handling of the mink cull, and there's a lot of anger within the mink farming community. Former mink farmer Knud West is particularly mad at the Prime Minister.
She should have been kicked out of the parliament, and she should be in jail when this is over. That's how I see it. This is totally unacceptable what she has done to us.
West has been reimbursed about $5 per mink he killed, a sort of bonus for doing it quickly. That's about $100,000 in his case.
But it took half a year to find out to pay that. And that's the only money we have got so far.
The actual compensation is likely to take up to 3 years. And whilst the government has softened on the matter of allowing mink production in Denmark again, all the animals, including the breeding stock, are gone.
So what does the future for mink farming in Denmark look like?
I will say it's nearly zero.
The organization for mink farmers is more or less shut down. Knud West has other ideas for his future, as he is close to the waterfront and close to the capital.
We will see if we can make some B&B or maybe some other kind of holiday apartments and different things of that kind. We have to rethink totally, and we do that.
Mink farmers that do want to continue are looking at moving to countries like Russia and Ukraine. For The World, I'm Tom Carstensen in Denmark.